Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
Labor Day weekend, Friday, my friend decided to meet me after work, and we went to Six Feet Under, get some drinks. It was really crowded in there, and she ended up meeting this guy. And end up, I guess, liking him and, you know, going back to wherever they went.
Right.
And spent the night. And I didn't get a, like, close-up look at him, but I was 99% sure that that is one a guy that works in my building that I see quite often. I don't know him, really, but I recognize him. I asked her the next day, how it went? You know, are you going to see him again? How'd it go? And she said, oh, no, it was just a one-time thing because he was just in town. He was leaving to go back home. He was in another state. But, you know, they had a really good time and, you know. And I was like, okay. But then I saw him at work, and I'm sure it was him.
Oh, so he is, like, pulling a player move.
Yeah, and I don't know if I should tell her or, like, what do you think?
Was she really into this guy, or was she okay with it being a one-night thing?
I mean, she was okay with it being a one-night thing once she found out that it couldn't go any farther because he didn't live here.
Right.
But she was, I think she really liked him, and she would have liked to see him again.
Oh, so you're like, do I tell her or just let her be blissfully unaware?
Exactly. She's a really good friend of mine, so I don't know.
It's like, on one hand, I want to say, well, you should always tell your friend the truth,
right,
or whatever. Mm-hmm. But that's going to hurt. That's going to sting.
I'm torn because should I just let it go? But then, like, what if we go again to drinks to that same place? What if he's there again? I mean, it's like the chances are maybe slim, but she could see him again.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said something earlier. You said you are 99% sure it's him. Mm. There's that 1% that it could not be him, and that could cause a huge bit of drama between you and your friend.
Yeah, but see, that's how I felt that night. But then I saw him at work, and then I was sure it was him.
Okay, so now you're up to 100%. You know it was the same guy.
Yes.
I don't know. I feel 50-50. What would you do, Curtis?
I would tell my friend.
You would?
If she doesn't know that on her end, me being a friend, I would tell her. That's what it was. I think the guy works in my building, and this was the situation.
So Curtis says, be honest. What do you say? Let's give Holly some group therapy and help her decide what to do with the situation with her friend. 404-263-0941 is our number. Would you tell or just not tell? Let her be unaware and that she just had some weekend fun. 404-263-0941.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Holly from Midtown needs some advice on whether or not she should talk to her friend. Right, Holly?
Right. Yeah, I need to know.
If somebody is listening just now to your story, what advice do you need?
My friend hooked up with this guy who told her that he was from out of town, but he was lying to her. So I need to know whether I should tell her the truth, because he works in my building. So whether I should tell her the truth or just let it go.
404-263-0941. We need your help with group therapy.
Coming up in minutes.
Whitney in Smyrna is joining group therapy. Here, let's pull that down real quick.
Hey.
Whitney, what advice do you have for me?
Okay, so take a picture of the guy, send it to your friend, and be like, hey, girl, this dude looks just like the dude you went out with the other night. If she says, no, that's not him, then you're kind of safe. You just say, oh, okay, cool, he looks just like him. And if it is him, you can be like, girl, he works in my building.
Love
and
it.
So then y'all can do lunch day and come up there and confront him. Like, what's up, dude?
I love it, Whitney. Thank you so much for the call. That's so true. You could take a sneaky pic of him.
Right?
I love that idea. Cynthia in Atlanta, welcome to group therapy.
Hello. How are you?
Good. All right. What advice do you have for Holly?
I would say just, you know, cut it short. Like, put yourself in her position. Wouldn't she want to know? And the best friendships always start with honesty. So for you to linger over, imagine if it's you. You don't want nobody to do that to you. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're in love. It was a one-night stand. Just tell her. Even if she's hurt, she'll get over it. You can't really love somebody in one day.
And I think, too, like, what if they ran into him again?
Exactly. I just think that it's just a situation that you're putting yourself in. You're overthinking it. I would want somebody to be honest with me. Wouldn't you?
Solid advice, Cynthia. Thank you so much. Julie in Decatur, what do you say?
I say no. I say it's really just not her business at all. And just to stay out of it, it just creates drama. The girl's gone on. She's happy. What's it going to do? It's just going to make her upset. You know, if she were to say, oh, my God, I ran into that guy and I saw him, then she could be honest and say, yeah, I saw him and I just didn't want to tell you. Y'all didn't have a thing. Mm-hmm. It's not, they're not in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to hurt your feelings. And so, I mean, I just function from if I can avoid hurting somebody's feelings, then I do. And this isn't going to make any situation better. It's just going to make it worse. Yep. She can continue her life and not know and not have to have that kind of hurt.
Thank you
Julie.
So much for the call,
High five, Julie.
I completely
agree.
Really?
Because she even said, Holly's friend even said, I'm okay with it just being a one-night thing.
Now,
I'm not in it for a relationship. We are out, had a good time, stayed together for the night. He's gone, I'm gone, let's move on.
If it were me, I would want my ego to stay intact and not know about it. I'd be like, that's okay, I can just be blissfully unaware. Brittany in Thomason, though, she's got some differing advice. Hey, Brittany.
Hey, I think she should definitely tell her friend. You know, that's what best friends are. They're your chosen family. And if you can't be honest with them, then what is there to that relationship?
This is so hard. It's back and forth. It's like 50-50. Half of our listeners are saying definitely tell her. Thank you so much, Brittany. And the other half saying leave it alone, like Michael in Sonoya. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how are you?
Great. What do you say for group therapy? What do you think Holly in Midtown should do? Tell her friend or not?
I say not. I mean, first of all, he's probably not a guy you need to date anyway. And if he's in her building, her work building, what if he's friends with the big boss or something? If she stirs up trouble and then somehow she gets fired for
Dude.
Some reason.
Yeah,
I had not even thought about that.
Me either.
You
so
do not want to
in the
mix...
workplace,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't know who he is. He could be a cousin to the big boss or something, and you stir up some business.
Some business.
Know? I mean, if they... Yeah, I mean, if they find him again at the club, let her friend approach him and say, hey, what's up? You know, you said you know, whatever.
Oh, you're back in town? All right, let's go home again.
Yeah.
I love it, Michael.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say a word.
Yeah, do not mix business and pleasure. I get it. Well, thank you so much for everybody joining Group Therapy. As always, this advice can continue online.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.